Like all the best tales, this is a love story. It's about a boy and a girl. About a boy who found a girl, then lost her. And the sacrifice he made to bring her back.
Doctor, we need to get away!
Ah, oh. There you are. Yes, no, don't thank me. I thought you'd need a spot of rescuing. I'm awfully good at rescuing. And don't worry, we've already taken off. We'll be far away from this place in no time, literally. And figuratively.
It's you.
What?
It's you.
Well, of course it's me. I am me. I'd struggle to be anyone else.
I mean, it's this you.
Were you expecting someone different?
Oh, almost always. I mean, not that it's not good to see you.
Well, that goes without saying. I'm always glad to see me. I'm rather wonderful.
Oh, well, yes. But look, meeting this you, it's just a little bit awkward.
Awkward? Why?
Why? Because I'm Romana. A future regeneration of Romana. And we can't possibly meet at this point in our timelines.
What are you talking about?
You know, surely. Causality, temporal paradoxes.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about, and you know it. You're not Romana.
Oh, I am.
You're not. I haven't even met her yet.
You haven't... What? But how do you know about her, then?
Because you told me.
Me?
Yes, you. You're not Romana. You're Professor Riversong. You're my wife.
I'm...
Hello, sweetie.
Once upon a time, on a distant world, long before you or I were born, there lived an emperor. And the emperor had gone to war.
Target identified, our worshipful one. The planet is ahead of us now.
Excellent.
Target acquired.
Prepare weapons.
No! Rakazar, please! You cannot do this!
You knew the consequences of your actions.
As wars go, this was an unusual one. There was no enemy. There were no living beings down there on the planet below. But then, there didn't need to be.
My people! Millions! All who have ever lived!
They will not feel a thing.
Weapons primed.
Please! I beg you! Have mercy!
Open fire.
No!
The planet has been destroyed. Lord Emperor, did you hear me?
I did. Yes.
What should we do now?
We have done what we came for. We must return. Return home.
As you command.
And so, with the planet destroyed, time, as it has a habit of doing, passed. Until one day...
You know my name?
Well, yes, we are married. Under the circumstances, not bothering to learn your name would seem a trifle discourteous.
Oh, you know who I am?
Well, of course. I've got quite a good memory for wives.
Wives? Wives? Plural?
Oilers River, what's got into you? You're behaving very oddly. Why all this nonsense about Romana?
It's a little hard to explain.
Do try.
Oh, the thing is, as far as I'm concerned, we haven't met, you and I, and we won't for quite some considerable time yet.
I don't understand.
Oh, you're not the only one.
But we were on holiday together only a month ago.
Oh, well, not to my knowledge we weren't.
What? The planet Vondrian. Oh, my love, we had such a wonderful time. The beaches, the mountains, and oh.
No.
And you told me I'd never looked lovelier.
You're not ringing any bells.
And the bell's ringing, yes, in that beautiful little church by the river.
I'm sorry.
What? None of it. I won't lie. I'm finding this a little unflattering, and don't look at me like that.
I'm not trying to be rude. I just don't remember it. How long have you known me?
Well, as long as I can recall, I recall, and I can recall a long time.
What? Back to Gallifrey? Back to your first regeneration?
Oh, darling, the trouble we had in the cloisters, smuggling you in and out of the capital.
Every one of you? All of them?
Yes, all of them. And you making me dress up as Salamander for fun, breaking me out of the prison for a lap of honor before I was exiled. And then those glorious days and nights working up a sweat, practicing Venusian Aikido, and me on a tightrope on one leg and blindfolded behind the brigadier's back.
None of that happened.
You think not? Then I know you're lying.
Or you are.
Who are you? What have you done with the real doctor song?
I am the real River Song.
And I'm the real doctor, the definite article.
Or a badly programmed fake. Ha, did the Discordia send you? Maybe they got the idea off me.
Did the who do what?
Or maybe... Oh, this is their influence.
I'm so sorry, River. What do you think is going on?
Of course. You weren't there, and then you were. Ugh, it makes sense.
If you're going to tell me something makes sense, River, it would be helpful if it actually did make sense.
The Discordia are a paradox race. Time cannibals who reverse engineer their own timeline. They want to rule the universe, and they can travel back in time, over and over again, changing things until they do.
But that's obscene and against all the laws of causality. Why haven't the Time Lords stepped in and stopped them?
The Time Lords are sort of not out there anymore. And at the same time, they are sort of like Schrodinger's cat. It's complicated.
Where are the Time Lords?
That's a little problematic. It means I have to talk to you about your future, which you've explicitly told me not to do.
I did?
A future you, a you as yet to come.
A me as yet to come?
Yes, a you as yet to come.
Oh, why don't I mind my own business?
But then I've apparently told you about Romana, which means I've already broken that rule, almost as if I know it doesn't matter for some reason. In my chronology... The Time Lords haven't done anything because they don't exist. Gallifrey was destroyed.
Gallifrey destroyed? But I was there only last week.
Well, in your chronology, but not in mine.
That's absurd. When did this happen?
In about 5 of your regeneration's time.
And you didn't think to mention this before?
I'm sorry. This is all very complex, which by my standards is saying something.
And it's these Discordia? Even if my people were out of the way, surely even the Daleks would stop them at the very least.
Well, you might think that, but...
Oh, no. The Daleks as well? Can't I leave you alone with anyone?
In a throne room in his palace on Discordia Prime, the Emperor sat. A painting hung above his head. Over the years of his rule, the Discordia had grown in strength and power. They were now the dominant species in the cosmos, their rule knowing no end. They enslaved or erased all who threatened them, and the more sensible species of the universe did their best to avoid getting their attention. And yet, on their homeworld, the Emperor waited alone in an ice palace. His world covered with snow and wind, perpetual winter. The Emperor stagnated. Discordia Prime stagnated. The universe stagnated.
Rakisar III, breaker of time, burner of worlds, and Lord Emperor of all the Discordia, I bow to you. It is I, your servant, Garen. you were to be updated on the situation. Dante has located the errant force operating against our people. He is in pursuit. Does this information please you? I will assume it does. I shall pass on your approval, Your Divine Majesty. They will be found, we promise you that. Emperor be praised.
She is lost.
So, the Discordia. Is that whom we are running from?
Funnily enough, I was trying to avoid them finding you.
Then let's make sure they don't.
We won't have stopped General Dante for long.
General Dante? Megalomaniacs always settle on such florid names. And don't panic. I have an idea of somewhere to lie low.
Mm-hmm. And where on earth could that be?
Oh, you guessed. Yes, Earth in the 1970s. It's so small and unassuming in that time period.
I hate to break it to you.
Do you think I've been there too often?
It might be a shade predictable. I mean, why not go the whole hog and aim for Unit HQ?
That's an excellent idea.
What?
Harry Sullivan might be a bit embarrassed meeting you again after what happened last time. Say no more. He'll just have to get over it.
What happened last time?
Well, you know, punch bowl, the dress, the Marquis of Bath, where you refused to take a drop. Really, you don't remember any of this, do you?
I'm definitely beginning to regret that. It sounds like I missed out.
Ah, so did Benton, but then he's used to missing out.
Doctor, I'm really not convinced heading for a unit is your best idea.
You're right again, River. It's a terrific idea. If we're going up against enemies as powerful as these Discordia sound, I prefer we didn't go it alone. We need allies, friends.
I suppose...
And unit are the best friends I've got. Well, them and Madame Vastra's lot. But Victorian England is rather more limited resources for fighting an alien invasion.
You know Vastra. All right, look, I suppose I can't stop you, though when could I ever? Unit it is.
Excellent. Take my arm, darling, and let's go. Till death us do part.
Well, why stop there?
Oh, Cry Me a River Song.
Operation.
I wouldn't go that far.
You know what I mean.
I am not comfortable with this. The Emperor gets weaker every day. He cannot authorize any action.
An Emperor who can no longer command is no longer an Emperor. Someone must make decisions, even if it is only in his name. Did he forbid my pursuit?
You know he could not.
Then I am free to do as I wish. Dante, out. How long must I wait? Must he live?
Do you have orders, sir?
Follow the temporal trail. I will find her.
The ground was burnt and black as pitch. The sky a poisoned purple. No life, no sound, other than the wind.
I won't lie. This doesn't look much like 70s England to me.
Can I possibly have misfiled the coordinates?
No, you didn't. I watched you.
But we should be right in the middle of Unit HQ. Well, give or take an odd mile. There was rolling countryside here, forests as far as the eye could see. But this barren devastation...
Must be the work of the Discordia. Only they're powerful enough to rewrite history completely.
Shh, not so loud. If Discordia have wiped out the 20th century Earth, how can you still be here? Your parents haven't been born yet.
Yeah, well, I do live in a somewhat unique relationship with time. Maybe I'm always out of place.
Or maybe there's something left, some relic of the original timeline.
I don't know.
Oh, smoke over there. You know what they say about smoke?
It gets in your eyes?
The other one.
I know. It's not usually a good idea to walk into a fire. It's so very easy to get burned.
Then what do you suggest?
That we run instead?
Earth. In the 30th section of the pre-time before the Discordia. Why go there, sir? I do not know this world.
I do. Its people threatened our rule many years ago. We poisoned its primordial skies. The intelligent race formerly inhabiting it never fully evolved. You were not part of the campaign. You would have no way of knowing this. She's there now.
So it would appear.
And we shall be waiting for her.
Shipyard.
Building Discordia ships from the look of it.
Yes, not just this one. Look, in the distance, those factories go on forever. Those Mephistophelian figures. Am I right in presuming they're Discordia?
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Designed to look like the devil incarnate bit on the nose.
Well, at least they know they're the bad guys. I'm all for someone embracing their villainy. Oh, those ape creatures they're working must be all that remains of humanity.
All this, it's horrific. Removing Earth, erasing humanity from history. The Discordia wrecking time in pursuit of their own revolting ends, whatever they might be.
Everything's changed.
Yes. There is one silver lining, I suppose.
I don't see it.
Well, I mean, you and me. If we don't know each other in the timeline you're familiar with, the one you say is real, then isn't it obvious what's happened here? Whatever they've done to the universe, however they've broken it, that interference has brought us together. Barely.
But I don't remember any of it.
Oh, maybe you will, in time.
I hope so. Oh, what's happening?
The ground. It's shifting.
Paul, I'm not a fan of that.
River Song! I knew you would be here.
Oh, General Dante.
Ah, that's him, is it? He looks the type.
You are an irrelevance. Quiet! I'm taking you with me, Professor Song.
You and whose army?
Mine!
Oh, you had to say it, didn't you?
Hello, gentlemen. Are you all together?
Not just us.
Oh, we're rising. I think they buried one of their ships beneath us.
What can I say? I later come prepared. Now, this will be easier if you don't resist.
But resisting is what I do best.
Funny for me, what I do best is killing resistors. So this has all worked out perfectly.
Oh, Swiss Army arms? That's a novelty.
The last you shall ever see.
Oh, no! Hold on!
No!
Right, let's get out of here.
Did you just use a vortex manipulator to fly us into my TARDIS?
Yes.
Well, that's appallingly dangerous.
Not half as dangerous as not doing it.
What is that thing you used to disable General Dante's gun, huh? I don't approve of guns.
It wasn't a gun. It was my sonic trowel.
A what? A trowel? Why, you little Gertrude Jekyll, you. I didn't notice you doing any gardening.
It's a variation on your screwdriver.
In what way? My screwdriver is just a screwdriver.
Yeah, at the moment it is. Let's just say you go a bit crazy with the optional upgrades. Look, can we save the marital for later on? I think we need to get away.
You're probably right. Here we go. On the run. Together, almost like old times.
Oh, new old times for me.
I'm delighted to be here with you. There's nowhere I'd rather be. Just the two of us, together, as disaster swamps the universe.
Oh, flatterer.
Oh, don't lie, you adore it.
Oh, the cloister bell. What's the matter?
Collision imminent. We're about to fly into something.
In the vortex?
Something's just hanging there.
Oh, no. I have a worrying feeling I know what that might be.
Their ship? But that's impossible. It must be a different ship.
You really don't understand us at all, do you, Doctor?
You can't possibly have got ahead of us in time.
In time is exactly how we did. We traveled back from now till then. We've been waiting for hours.
Emergency materialization. Hold on, River.
Completely random emergency landing. They won't be able to follow us if none of us knows where we're going.
They don't have to. They just need to find out where we went. Doctor, I don't think we'll be able to outrun them.
Maybe so, maybe not.
But don't you see? This is what they do. They go back and fix things before we've even broken them.
Show-offs. There has to be a way out.
I'm sure there is, but not this.
We'll see. These location coordinates aren't familiar. Let's find out where we are. Looks all right. Some kind of forest world. That kind of lush foliage will hide us easily for a while.
They found me in an artificial reality, Doctor. I can't imagine that place being much better.
Well, we've got to try something. There may be more to this planet than meets the eye.
It'll need to be an awful lot more.
Well, appearances can be deceptive. I mean, just look at me. Ah, I didn't expect them to be quite so deceptive.
Welcome to my ship, Doctor. River. Were you expecting someone else? Remove her sonic device.
Hey! Now that's just unfair.
We don't play fair. That's our whole raison d'etre.
And the scanner image?
A perception filter couldn't have you staying inside, could we?
Doctor?
River?
Put things back the way they were.
What are you...
There.
Oh. No!
You don't want him. You want me, yes?
Correct.
Then you're free to leave him alone.
What have you done?
I've sent him away.
Sent him where?
Away from you.
River Song, what have you done? Palmed her manipulator off onto me. Sent me who knows where. What a woman. Still waters run deep. I wonder what planet this is. Bit cold. Good job I've got my scarf.
Is this it? The incredible time machine you tried to hide from me?
Oh, it's a relic, an aberration, a lost part of a discarded timeline.
So why is it still here?
Oh, it beats me. I'm not entirely sure why I am.
You were part of our emergence. That grants you a certain... immunity to alteration.
Oh, it does? Oh, I'm a fixed point in time. Makes a change.
I will take this machine back to the homeworld so it may be examined.
And me?
I have special plans for you. Somewhere, Gallerina?
No!
You didn't really think you could escape us, did you? You slaves are slaves for a reason. We're always one step ahead of you.
How did you find me?
The usual way. Discovering where you ended up and working back. I'm afraid this is one escape too many, my dear.
No, please, don't!
Your betrayal cannot be tolerated. Now, that will be an interesting way to die. A non-traditional method. Something original but painful. Maybe a mixture of tools. The spiral drill here, the laser there.
You can't do this!
I can. I know the future, remember. And yours will be agonizing.
Oh, I think not.
What the...
You didn't see that coming.
I...
Shame to lose the vortex manipulator, but I could hardly stand by and watch an innocent suffer. You are innocent, aren't you? I wonder where he ended up. I wonder where I've ended up, more's the point.
Who are you?
Please, don't thank me for saving your life. Let's not be precious. I'm the Doctor, and you are...
Gallerina.
Gallerina. I am very lost. Where am I?
The central city.
Oh, it's like getting blood from a stone. Galarena, the planet.
Oh, Discordia Prime.
Discordia Prime, eh? Their homeworld, presumably. Very quick-witted, that River Song. She has sent me exactly where I needed to be.
Are you with the rebels?
Oh, I like the sound of that. Rebels? My dear Galarena, I am always with the rebels.
The throne room was empty when they arrived. The Emperor nowhere to be seen. The only sign of anything even close to life was the strange portrait that hung over his throne.
I thought I was going to see the Emperor.
And you will, but even Emperors need rest.
Oh, all that universal destruction wearing him out. Poor thing. Who's that?
In the picture. I don't know.
Oh, she's female, certainly. But I don't recognise a species.
It means nothing to me. Maybe it's an abstract, an imaginary creature.
No, it doesn't feel like that somehow. And hung here. Why?
So, does it matter?
She's beautiful.
Ah, mine host.
Dante, you could have chosen a more convenient time.
All times are convenient for us, Garen. That's the point.
Is he quite well? Do you need a hand?
He will be all right. Do not presume to touch the Emperor.
Nope. What's the matter with him?
No one is entirely sure. He grows weaker every day.
All right, Dante. Say what you have to say and be quick about it.
I shall. Lord Emperor, I have brought you she who has been fighting us, as I promised. Her interference is at an end.
Yeah, don't bet on it.
I now require only one thing of you, my lord. Your approval for me to take her as my consort.
Right. Well, that's not exactly how I thought today was going to pan out.
It must be very hard escaping the Discordia.
Few have ever managed it.
And those that do become the rebels, I presume. Well, I'm happy to assist in my own small way. What was your trick?
I work in the security center of their main control. Fetching, carrying, that sort of thing. Nothing of any import.
Did you learn anything useful?
Over time, I was able to spy on their passwords. The first digit here, the second there. It took years, but bit by bit, I was able to memorize their key codes.
Very impressive, but you obviously have a lot of patience.
If you want to get away from something as powerful as the Discordia, you have to.
And these codes will be immensely useful to the Resistance. But how do we find the Resistance?
You don't. We find you. My name's Drail.
Are you joking?
Why would I be joking?
Well, it's the only explanation that makes sense.
I knew she would not agree.
All that trying to kill each other, sending your minions after me, death and destruction without end. What part of that made you think, well, I'm in there?
So crude. And yet so feisty. Your resolve and determination will fight. It is exactly what we need in an empress.
Empress? But I thought... Are you after me for him or for you?
The Emperor's time is short. I am his obvious heir, and I need a consort of my own.
Tradition dictates she is not of our species. We must widen the gene pool.
Precisely. And I can think of no better candidate.
Oh, really? Look, I get it. I am insanely attractive. Look up the word goddess in a dictionary and you'll find my picture. I'd marry me if I could. And I have done. On every planet where it's possible. You are not the first, and you certainly won't be the last. But I don't widen the gene pool with just anyone.
You think I am just anyone? The ruler-elect of the entire galaxy?
Mm-hmm. Been there, done that.
I can alter the universe. You think I can't alter your mind?
No. Actually, I don't. I think my mind will stay exactly as it is. I think you've finally reached the limit of your power. I think you've found the one thing you can't alter.
We shall see.
this your home, is it, Mr. Drayle? I do like a good rebel base.
Hmm. You want food?
Yes, please.
There's soup on the fire. It's not much, but it's all we've got.
Thank you.
Joe Farr will give you a bowl.
So, sitting around, keeping an eye out for strangers. Tell me, Drayle, how exactly are you rebelling?
We have plans, big plans.
Ah, just as I thought. You're not doing anything at all, are you?
An assault on the Discordia has to be worked out in every detail.
In other words, it's all theoretical. You're not rebels, are you? You're potential rebels.
I'd like to see you do better.
Oh, then, you're in luck, Mr. Drayle. Doing better is my job. The theory test is over, Mr. Drayle. It's time for the practical.
That's easier said than done.
Oh, what isn't? Saying I'm going to make a cup of tea is easier than boiling the kettle and warming the pot. That's not an excuse for not making one. Two sugars, please. The Discordia are an abomination, Mr. Drayle. They must be taken out of the equation, and the sooner the better. And there is only one way to do that.
Oh?
Oh, yes. I just need to reset the universe. Switch it off and on again. Now, the best way to do that, are you listening?
Yeah.
Is to use the Discordia's own methodology against them. All I have to do is to travel back into the past and stop them developing time travel in the first place.
Another cocktail, my dear?
Not if you're buying.
I'll leave it here, then. Given your recent bile and anger, I'm surprised to find you merely sunbathing.
When in Rome. Whilst I'm here, it'd be silly not to take advantage, given how cold your home world is.
So you like this place? They tell me it's the most beautiful beach in the cosmos.
Really? Well, I suppose it might be. For me, it's always about the company. And currently, that's very much lacking.
If you find me so objectionable, why did you allow me to bring you here?
I could hardly have stopped you. Master of time, remember? Well, now sit down, can't you? You're blocking my sun.
I am? 1 second.
Well, I hardly expected you to vanish completely, but don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Caught him.
Now I can stand wherever I wish.
But did you just move the sun?
Don't be ridiculous. I moved the planet. Tweaked its axis of rotation many centuries ago. Yeah, it means its orbit around said sun will eventually decay, so it'll fall in and be burnt to a crisp. But there's a price to pay for everything.
You'd destroy this planet, just to show off?
Only destroy it eventually, not imminently. And not just to show off, no. I wish to please you. I wish to make my beloved happy.
Beloved? Oh, but don't make me laugh.
No. I thought women liked men with a sense of humour.
Yes, but we tend not to be that keen on genocidal warmongers, so it sort of balances out.
It is good you resist. There is no joy in the chase if it is easy.
Oh, but this goes way beyond not easy. This, my darling, is mission impossible.
Believe me, I've only just begun.
All right! Quiet, you lot! Quiet! There's someone here who wants to speak. Says he's got an idea for dealing with the Discordia. I know. I don't believe it any more than you do. But I promised to give him the floor, so I will. All right, Doctor. You'll go.
Hello there. As your friend said, I'm called the Doctor. You don't know me, but I'm a specialist in dealing with intergalactic dictators and demons. The Discordia are exactly the kind of people I like to take down. And I will, with your help.
And how exactly are you going to do that?
Oh, that's a good question. Look, I know you think the Discordia are impossible to defeat. That whatever you do to them, they'll just travel back in time and make it unhappen before you've done it.
We think that because they will.
But that's the point. The Discordia don't know the future. They react to it. They see what you do, then they go back in time to stop it. So, the solution is fairly simple. Whatever we do to them has to be so quick, so total that they don't have any time to respond at all. And then you defeat them before they've even noticed. Well, Mr. Drayle?
Okay, keep talking.
We need to raid their temporal control station. Use Discoria technology to travel back in time and prevent them from inventing that technology in the first place.
Wouldn't that be a massive paradox?
But their entire existence is a massive paradox, Mr. Drayle. That ship has long since sailed.
And how do we get in?
That young lady there. Galerina?
Me?
Why don't you tell the ladies and gentlemen and others about the little gift you brought them?
I have the complete set of Discoria access keys in my head. I memorized them.
No, that's not possible.
I swear to you, it's true.
But how did you...
Through diligence and patience, Mr. Drayle. Galerina here is a very remarkable young woman.
Thank you, Doctor.
My pleasure. Now, Mr. Drayle, would I be correct in assuming those access keys would be very useful data to have?
Very useful indeed.
I thought they might. I think we have the makings of a plan. And if we succeed, it'll be the end of the Discordia as we know them.
And if we fail?
If we fail? Well, if we fail, we'll all be erased from the timelines. We'll be dead, sort of. But on the bright side, we'll never have existed. So at least we won't know about it. So, who's with me?
Sort of establishments. Nightclubs, I think they're called. This is one of the galaxy's more exclusive. Everyone here is famous across a minimum of 5 star systems. Penny, for your thoughts?
I was just thinking about how awful the couple in the Pina Colada song are. I mean, it's a catchy tune, yes, but if you listen to the lyrics, the people in it, oof, they're monstrous. Sorry, were you expecting something romantic?
I understand this is not your scene.
Of course it's not my scene. I'm a grown woman, not a teenager.
An improvement?
A little.
They say this is the greatest restaurant in history.
Mm-hmm, I've been in better.
Then name them. I can have the chefs working here with by the thought. Our location can change to match theirs, their decor replicated. All it takes is a short hop back in time and the faintest nudge in the right direction.
Yes, yes, you don't have to mansplain temporal theory to me. I do understand what we're talking about.
Name any alteration you like and I will do it.
I'd like a better dining companion. Preferably one who doesn't bang on all the time about the size of their chronology.
You tease me.
Oh, I really don't. Your sort never understand, do you? It isn't about power or wealth. It isn't about money or status. Not for me. It's about something innate. Something good.
You think I can't be good?
Well, you're not selling it to me.
Everyone has their price.
Are you ready to order?
Gamare?
Oh, she's working here now. Did I not mention?
But she died. You died.
That's not a very nice thing to say.
It's true, I'm afraid. One of my people killed you.
What? I'm not sure how I feel about that.
What are you doing?
Isn't it obvious? Make an order. Whatever you want, you don't have to look at the menu. It'll be there.
You brought her back.
A minor tweak. The slightest change to events. This time around, Malak put the weapons on stun.
That's not fair. She's a sentient being, not a pawn in your game.
I think I'm happier to be alive than dead, if I'm honest.
Gamare, please, don't. This is hard enough as it is.
It needn't just be her, of course.
No. Dante, this is beneath you. I'm trying to explain.
How many have you lost, Professor? How many have died in your name? They can all return. Be your slaves, your handmaidens.
I have to live with the consequences of what I do. So do we all.
I don't. Goodbye, Gamare.
What? What are you doing?
No!
Don't blame me, that was your choice.
Where's she gone? What's happened to her?
Take a wild guess.
Oh, you think this will work? You think this is the way to win my heart? Well, let me promise you, that will never happen.
Will it not? I didn't want to do this, but you leave me no choice. Do you recall the first time we met?
In the simulation? In Kafka's mind?
Before that.
But we never met before. No.
Now she understands. Now she begins to see.
All right, so here's the plan. Remember, we have to do it quickly. The moment a single Discordia can raise the alarm, we are doomed.
Because that's the moment they can send someone back in time.
Exactly. If they figure out what we're attempting to do, then they can reverse things and stop us before we do it, if you see what I mean. And that must not happen.
You'll get no argument from me. So what's the plan?
I presume you've checked the guard rotors.
They don't expect anyone to attack them. So they're very lax.
Which is going to be their downfall.
Okay, he's gone. We've got 60 seconds.
Then let's use them wisely. Galarena, you're on. I hope your memory is as good as you think it is.
I hope so too. Looks like it is.
Good work, good work.
We're off.
The forest moon of Yentalil. Our first encounter. 20 years ago, you remember? This is where I saved you from the venomous Tal spiders.
Oh, it was one of the narrowest scrapes I've ever had. I remember, of course I remember. Though not as well as you do, I imagine, because for you, I'm sure it only happened 5 minutes ago. And I'd find your altruism a little more convincing if I didn't suspect you set the Tal spiders on me in the first place.
Then on several other occasions, the Dominators, the Jadun, the Shattermen of Klarnos, if I hadn't been with you all those times, you'd have been dead.
Oh, and don't think I'm not grateful. Actually, do think that.
I can't have manufactured every perilous incident I rescued you from.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past you.
Why so cynical? So, is it so hard to believe I'm in love with you?
Yes. Actually, you barely know me.
And why should that matter? I do.
You don't. You're not in love with me. I'm not involved. In love with me? You're in love at me. And those are very different things.
I tell you the truth.
Oh, and even if you are, what am I supposed to do about it? Your feelings place no obligation on me.
I have shown you all this. Done all this. And yet still I am spurned.
Yes. I mean, you do know that's not how it works, right? I'm not like a reward card. You don't build up points by doing favours for me until you win a prize. And if you use the word friend zone, I am killing you with my bare hands.
I offer you the universe.
And that doesn't matter a jot if I don't feel it here. And I don't. I'm sorry, but I don't. No, no, I am not sorry. I'm delighted. Think of it as a lesson. You can't always get what you want. The Discordia, able to bend the universe to their will, and yet completely unable to change emotions, completely in thrall to feelings. You think you're the most powerful thing in the whole of creation? Well, you're not. It's the human heart. The mighty demons are defeated by a single, tiny, beating organ.
So maybe I should stop it beating, then.
Threats? Really? Whatever charm school you went to, I hope you kept the receipt.
Do not push me.
If you love me, you'll let me go. Well?
Door at the other end of the corridor. That's main control.
Then what are we waiting for?
A little caution goes a long way. Is anyone likely to be inside?
They tend to leave it unmanned. Just a suite from the guard. He should be leaving about now.
Really? Then we've got exactly what we need in the circumstances.
And what's that?
Excellent timing. All right, let's go.
Well, surely it can't be this easy.
Mr. Dale, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Galarina. You know the key for this one, yes?
I think so. I didn't see them use it all that often.
Fingers crossed, then.
There we go.
Excellent. What a memory. Next time I need someone to count cars in Vegas, I'll say, get me Gallerina. No one here. They really are complacent, aren't they?
That's the main controls.
Excellent. Now, just let me get familiar with them. When's that guard due? I must have this done before he returns, just in case.
His loop's usually about 2 minutes.
2 minutes? You think it'll take 2 minutes to figure out their tech?
Well, I might be able to stretch it out that long, but if I need to fill in time, I've got a tale of two cities in my pocket. I love a bit of Dickens.
Hey?
The guard! He's early!
Shut the door!
Oi, what are you doing here?
Someone stop him! Don't let him get to the alarm!
No!
Drail, what are you doing?
Killing rebels!
But they were your friends! Why?
Isn't it obvious? In my timeline, we found out about this little raid of yours months ago. I travelled back quite some way to stop it. I'm a Discordia plant.
You killed her.
I know. Guards, you can come in now. Hit the alarm! We need to complete the loop.
What's that?
Trouble in paradise.
I'm sure it's nothing that can't be dealt with. Yes, Garen?
I have communication with temporal control. Shall I relay it to you?
On screen. Captain Drail, I assume.
Apologies for the unusual physiognomy. A retro disguise.
I understand. Do you have the package?
I believe I do. Was this the one you were interested in?
General Dante.
Doctor.
Hello. Hello, River. I'm sorry I haven't called. I've been a bit busy.
That's an understatement.
Oh, that's all right. I was out clubbing.
What's clubbing?
Silence! Now, Professor, tell me. When we captured you earlier, you were very keen to send this one away. Keep him alive. Why?
All life is precious to me.
Is it, though? You were happy to let Gamare go?
Yeah, well, that was different. She was already dead.
I'm not so sure. I think there's more to it than that. Drail?
Sir?
Kill him.
What?
No.
Belay that order. That was interesting, wasn't it?
Like I say, I value all life. He could be anyone.
Why don't I believe you?
It's true, General. That woman, I've barely met her.
I said silence.
Dante, whatever holdover you think I provide is in your imagination. I'm worthless to you, really. I am. I'm no good as leverage. You might as well just kill me and be done with it.
Don't tempt me.
No, Doctor, please.
The noble act of self-sacrifice. Could there ever be a greater sign of love?
Oh, you don't know him. He's always doing that. Me, you, total strangers, sickly pets. He'd step in front of a gun for any of us. He's annoying like that.
But you do love him.
Yes. And if you feel the way you say you do about me, you won't kill him. Because I couldn't bear to see that.
You mean it would break your heart?
Yes.
Bad luck. Drail. Kill the doctor.
Sir!
No!
Wait, no, wait.
You...
Thank you, Drail. Garen, lose the connection.
Sir, I shall remain here and monitor developments.
Well, I didn't see the blast hit. He fell out of frame. He could still be alive.
Clutch at straws or you're like your beloved is dead.
And you think you can win my hand by eliminating the competition? You think this hasn't made me even more determined never to be yours?
You missed the point. Of course he had to die. I couldn't risk another suitor. His life was never leverage. His entire existence was.
What do you mean?
Now all that is left of him to you is memories. But what if they died too?
No.
What if I traveled back in time, destroyed his homeworld before he could be born?
What say you?
Quiet, you old fool! You hold no dominion here.
You can't do that. You don't know what the Doctor means to the universe.
You think I care? What matters is what he means to me. He only exists now as a thought, and I can take that from you. If you do not consent to be my bride, I will erase him from the entire history of time!
No one could be that cruel.
Watch me. If you ever want to have known him at all, you have but one choice.
I suppose I do. All right, then. Do it.
What?
You think he matters so little to me that I could ever willingly look at his murderer again, still less take his hand? You think stealing my memories of him would be anything other than sweet release from the pain I feel now? Oh, you know nothing of love. True love. I would never betray him by giving you what you want. If in honoring him I lose him forever, then that is the only choice I can make. I would expect no less of him.
You refuse me still.
I refuse you forever, and gladly.
Then I will rip you from time, too. Wipe you from the face of history.
Do it, then. You think I want this life anymore now he's gone?
No, no! You cannot do this!
Silence! Your friends, your family, your people, your entire world, I shall pluck it out.
Go ahead. Make my eternity.
I will not tolerate this.
Sit back down. You have lost your authority.
What in...
Garrett! Do you hear me?
Lord Emperor?
You are to stop this. Stop this all.
You defy me, too. You think I can't erase you, old man?
I think it is too late for that.
What? A human?
Not exactly. I've been calling myself Galarena for a while, but you know me as Garen.
The rebels?
Of course! Another Discordia plant. Oh, they grow so close together.
But I... don't understand.
And you never will.
You traveled back in time, disguised yourself like Drail did, then waited in ambush.
Exactly.
So the blast I heard...
was me shooting Drail. He thought he killed me, but it's quite easy to survive being shot when you know it's coming.
Meaning the doctor?
Oh, I just went with it, acted like I was hit and dropped to the floor. I think I might have sprained my wrist.
Oh, doctor.
Did you really think I could leave you?
I should have known.
Galarina filled me in with all the details. Lord Emperor... we have to thank you for our continued existence.
You do. I have saved you, both of you.
That was most generous.
It was nothing. Please, now you may depart with my blessing.
Wait, there's still one thing I don't understand. Why? Why did you rescue us?
Does it matter?
Well, I'm not anti-matter, but people's motivation usually matters, I find.
It is of little import. Events long lost to time.
I think I might understand. When Dante talked of erasing the Doctor, of erasing me, that's when you reacted. Nothing stirred you from your throne before then, but those words, they meant something, didn't they?
I am old. I am tired of injustice, of cruelty.
No, it's more than that.
Yes, River, I think you're onto something.
Tradition dictates the Emperor's consort is not of the Discordia. That's what you said, Garen.
True.
Tradition? It's happened before. So where is your consort, Lord Emperor, so that we may pay our respects?
I have no consort.
She's in the painting, isn't she? That's her.
Interesting. I don't recognize the species. She's beautiful, though. Oh, that faint half-blush that dies along her throat. So beautiful, Lord Emperor.
She was.
What happened?
I thought she would be gone from my mind. I thought I would ease the suffering.
And yet she lingers on.
I loved her. I truly did. And she loved me. At least to start. But over time, as my rule expanded, as more and more planets fell under my sway, she dropped into the background of my mind, and I became complacent. I took her for granted.
An old, old story.
She found another. Oh, the pain, the loss, it was unbearable.
And so?
I took a fleet into battle. I say battle, this was no equal fight. I had no enemy to attack. I destroyed her world in its distant past, before life had even begun to develop there. She was screaming beside me as I did, and yet my determination did not falter. A second later, she was gone.
But never from your memory.
And in that instant, I realized my mistake. Once the world was destroyed, I could not erase that decision. She was gone. Forever. The regret to take such beauty from this plane, to destroy her. My crime was unimaginable.
So you had her painted as a reminder?
No. I need no reminder. I could never forget her. The painting is so that I may have something, some trace of her in this reality. Only I remain of those who were involved. Only I remember. I had an artist paint her from my words. He does not quite capture her. No one could.
Then when Dante threatened me the same way...
I could not let it happen again.
Doctor, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Yes, remind the Lord Emperor, Riversong.
Lord Rakazar, you don't have to let it happen in the first place.
What? What do you mean?
You're right. You can't undestroy her world, not in this reality.
So you just have to change the reality.
I do not understand.
Simply stop the Discordia discovering time travel in the first place. If you can't go back in time, you can't erase her, can you?
Unwrite everything my people have done.
If you love her, if you truly love her, is that really too great a cost?
Give me one moment.
Of course.
You wait in my anteroom. Garen, I would speak with you.
Lord Emperor.
Riversong, you do realize what will happen to us if he agrees?
I do.
If you're right, if the only reason we're together here now is down to the influence of the Discordia, then the moment that Rakazar restores his love, I lose mine, I lose you.
For a while. I come back.
Will you? Because I don't think I could bear it if you didn't.
Neither could I. Which is why you can believe me.
None of it will have happened?
Oh, I don't know. The times you've met me that you won't remember. Well, there are so many. Maybe there are days I don't remember too. Maybe I did help you escape the justice of the Time Lords for a short while. Maybe we did spar with each other when your TARDIS was grounded. Maybe we've been together in every life.
Who knows?
The Discordia. They were part of my timeline. The post-Time War timeline. I might still remember them. I might remember meeting you, this you.
River, don't play with me.
No, I'm not. I hope I do remember. I'm glad I got to spend time with you properly, as you are now,
no,
Doctor.
No. Don't say it. You don't need to. We had good times, didn't we?
The best.
You may return.
Was she all right?
You will excuse me.
Something odd is happening here.
Well, Rakazar, are you willing to hit the big reset button?
Not quite. I have sent my people back in time to destroy Discordia Prime before it evolves.
What?
You didn't need to go that far.
I already have. The command has been issued. My soldiers do not know their target, and they will not recognize it. Already they will be traveling there. Already it is done.
I didn't want that.
You could still have existed.
Could we? We are an evil species, bad to our very core. Erasing the discovery of time travel once is all well and good, but what if we discovered it again? What if we threatened the universe in some other way? Could my love survive that? Could she still be safe?
I don't know.
I had to be sure. I give my life for her. I give my species life for her.
I think I know where you're coming from.
I thank you. I thank you both. This is the first truly good thing I have done.
It is a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done. It is a far, far greater rest that I go to than I have ever known.
Very poetically put.
It's a gift.
I feel I finally have release.
When will it happen?
I do not know. Any moment. I'm not sure that we'll even...
And in that moment, it all changed. A billion crimes were erased, a billion lives restored, even as a billion others vanished from time. Somewhere, far away, an alien queen and her people woke from a sleep they didn't know they slept, and a painting never got painted. The Discordia departed from history, unmourned, unremembered, save for one glamorous adventuress with exceptional hair and a personality to match. This is a love story about a boy and a girl, about a boy who became an emperor, about the girl he destroyed, and about how he sacrificed his entire existence in order to bring her back. Oh, did you think this was a story about me? Well, maybe a bit. Excuse me.
Yes?
I'm a little lost. I was wondering if you could help me.
Looking for presents, are we? Me too. One can always find something interesting for Christmas in Oxford Street.
Ah, Oxford Street. Yes, that's what I wanted to know.
Not from around here, are you?
Oh, you have no idea. I don't suppose you know the year.
You know, you'll think me awfully strange, but I'm not sure I do. Is that funny?
No, I know exactly what you mean.
Do you? Forgive me, but do I know you?
Oh, no. I think I'd remember you if we'd met. I think I'd struggle ever to forget you.
Really? That's very kind of you to say.
Oh, not at all.
Well, as I seem to have given you all the information you need, I'll be on my way. Maybe I'll bump into you some other time.
Yes. I'd like that.
So would I. Merry Christmas, one and all.
Merry Christmas. Some other time, Doctor. Some other time.
You've been listening to The Diary of River Song, Someone I Once Knew by John Dorney. River Song was played by Alex Kingston, The Doctor, Tom Baker, Dante, Nicholas Asprey, Rakazar, Drail, Nigel Anthony, Garen, Galarena, Natalie Buscombe, Gamare, Adele Lynch. Other parts played by members of the cast. Script editor, Matt Fitton. Producer, David Richardson. Director, Ken Bentley. Executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.